Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
During the 2017 NFL Draft, the Saints made some amazing decisions. Well, now you can make an amazing decision of your own. Sign up to become an annual Saints Happy Hour Fan Club patron before October 1st and save 10% off the monthly rate. You get access to the Saints Happy Hour daily podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? This great offer ends October 1st. Go to saintshappyhour.com to save 10% today. Once again, that's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into a very special edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Me and Andrew were talking about guests we could get and different people we could have on. And Andrew was like, Ralph, we need to hunt down all the iconic Saints fans that dress up for the games. And we started to, we had this idea, Andrew. Didn't we have it like before the pandemic, I think?
And we did, yeah. I've got to give a little shout out to Romeo too, because he dresses up. He's part of the Bless You Boys crew, and you know, he connected me with Leroy, and I'll let you introduce him in a second.
Well,
but you know, it felt like the most obvious place to start, just because of what he means to the Dome and Saints fans and the whole game day experience.
Well, that's right. We're joined today by Leroy Mitchell, but 99.9% of Saints fans, y'all know him as the Whistle Monster. And he's just, I mean, I would say, like if we had a Saints Hall of Fame of Saints fans that get crazy and are known by all the Saints nation, I would say Whistle Monster's probably like on the Mount
Top
Rushmore,
one.
Right? Without that. So thanks for joining us today, Leroy. We appreciate it.
Anytime, bro. Always got time for you guys. Who that?
So, I gotta say, like, I want to start, like, when do you decide, hey, I'm gonna dress up? Because lots of Saints fans dress up as games. I've worn costumes, different things for Halloween. When did you decide, hey, I'm gonna dress up and I'm gonna be the Whistleman? Like, how did it come about that you started it, and how did it come about where not only did you do it once, but like it came about where you're like, this is awesome, I'm gonna do this all the time?
Well, first of all, I was like everybody in New Orleans and Louisiana, I'm a Saints fan, right? And back when I started, you know, I used to just be this really loud whistling guy without a costume, right? And then, but this is back in the days when they used to have this joke. Someone broke into my car and they left 2 Saints tickets. So we weren't really good at that time, right? So I was just this guy that would go around on defense. I would whistle, and I can whistle louder than the airplane taking off, right? So my uncle taught me to whistle when I was 15. So when I went to the games, I realized at like 18 years old that I can whistle louder than anybody I ever met. So I figured I'd incorporate the whistling into the 12th man, which really didn't exist back then. But so I would go and go and go. And then all of a sudden it hit me. Why don't I just put this whistle on my head and I can go around the Dome and I can be like the conductor of the orchestra, right? Like, because people didn't know when to get up on third down, fourth and one, you know, second and long, whatever. So I figured I would just, at that time, I can bounce around all the time and nobody would care what seat you were in because there really wasn't a lot of
what
people.
What years
there.
Is this? Is this like 80s or like 90s?
This is around, that was before I started, the first time I suited up was like in 94.
Okay, so like the end of the Mora years where it was like just about to fall completely apart.
Right, exactly. And I mean, like Buddy D gave me the God rest Buddy D. So one time for Buddy D, but he gave me the fan of the year when the Saints were 3-13.
Oh my God.
And
so I had a chicken wire and
paper machine when I started off with, and Buddy used to have the show in the New Orleans Center.
Yep.
So I walked by the show, and one time he passed by a show, and I had this brand new chicken wire and paper mache one that I, you know, just created. And your boy was like, "Do you have a wife whistle monster or a girlfriend?" I was like, "No." And I'm thinking he's going to set me up on the radio. He's like, "I didn't think so. She wouldn't let you out the house looking like that." And I was like,
"Oh no,
good old buddy."
So
we went to the drawing board and we made it out of sheet metal.
So that's what I was going to say. The whistle that you have now, it's amazing looking. Is that something you like had custom built? Did you do it yourself? Did you like?
Yeah, I make a new one every single year, man. Every year I make a new whistle, and I just go rolling around and get sheet metal from like a Home Depot or wherever the place I get sheet metal from. It depends on what I'm feeling that year, and then we just kind of copy it and spot weld it and paint it. And it started off with just like a hard hat under there, like a construction hard hat. And then we just evolved to putting a football helmet on it. And it used to be opposite. Like if you look at some of the old film, it was kind of like a balancing act because I kind of had it upside down and didn't really look like a whistle. And then we flipped it midway through and then we put the bulbous part down and we slipped the whistle in the bulbous part and the rest is history.
So when you, I'm well read on you, so I've kind of tried to catch up on, just everything. But I know that you started with paper mache, like you said, and then you kind of got to sheet metal. And so quickly, it started to become, okay, let's make something that's both functional but has a great look and a cool design. But as you evolve, it starts to get heavier and heavier. So I read that you actually spend the off season doing neck exercises to kind of strengthen your ability to hold what's on your head. Is that true?
Yeah. it sounds crazy, but it is. If you look at your anatomy, your neck and your head sits on this one little thing. So I'm just real concerned about, wearing 15 pounds, people smacking you on the side of the head in excitement, pushing it around. And so I just wanted to, I wanted to build up my neck. And besides, what you guys and a lot of people don't really understand is I came from a long line of strong neck whistlers.
So did you, do you have like an off season plan where you're like, okay, maybe not this year cause it's a pandemic, but every other year, like, okay, I'm 4 months out. I got to start training. I got to build the whistle. I got to do my exercises. I got to be in game day.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter. Now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shape by the first preseason game.
Yeah, well, I start training camp when the guys start training camp. It's kind of when they start going. They get some swimming in, get diaphragm going so you can – I mean, my wife and those guys, they kind of – they always have stuff to do whenever I tell them I'm going to practice the whistling. I just got to sit there and just, like, let them rip for a while. You know,
yeah, she's like, sweetie, I got to go to the mall. I'll be back at 5.
Yeah, exactly. Got to get that whistle right, man. You know, 4 quarters, you know, you just got to keep coming. Kind of whistle. Got to stay there whether we're up by 5 or down by 15. Every defensive snap, I got to bring the heat in the Superdome or wherever I'm at. Most of the time when I go to other places, they call the cops. They get real, you know, this guy cannot do this the entire game. But the truth is, there's no rule to say you can't whistle. Yeah. You can't bring any other devices. They told me once that they use it in the Saints games. They said the only person that can bring a whistle in is the whistle master because his mother gave him that whistle.
I had somebody say they sit in the vicinity of you, and he said the only game that I've never been able to hear it when I see him doing it was the NFC Championship game for the Rams. He said that's the
You gave me chills, bro.
And he said,
ready to go.
He said every other time he said I could hear it. He said even for Gleason. He said it was barely there, but he said during the Rams, he said it was like it wasn't there. And he said that's when I knew that the sound in the Rams game was on a entirely different plateau. Of course, we know the Rams didn't end what we wanted, but I mean that's just how loud your whistle is that people see you. Like if they don't grasp it, like how loud a whistle it can be.
Yeah, absolutely, man. The Who Dat Nation came strong. Too bad the refs can come strong, but we're gonna let that go.
I'm never letting it go.
Yeah. So we basically, this is how the whistle goes. So, you know, 97 decibels is like a concert, right? You go to a concert, you can hear 97 decibels. Like 120 decibels is an airplane taking off. Anything over 121 decibels causes damage to your ears. And back in 2002, when the Saints had the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras with the week from each other. Mm-hmm. I broke the world's record on MTV with No Doubt, Outkast, Mystical, all those cats. I broke the world's record for 123 decibels human whistle.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
It is.
That's crazy. That is loud.
I whistle out an airplane taking off right behind you.
Did you feel like it was just another whistle? Or did you know in that moment you're like, oh yeah, I got that. That was a special one.
The thing about whistling is like picking up an instrument like a trumpet, right? Like you can go, like if I did that like 5 or 6 times, the saliva, the positioning of the mouth, and everything gets better. So like ultimately, so if I did 5 whistles, the 5th one would probably be the loudest.
So you had practice.
Yeah.
You get yourself warmed up.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I want to take you back for a second. I want to get into COVID and the game day experience with you. But before we get into that, I want to take you back for a second. And I think you might be a little bit older than me. I just turned 40 this year. And
yeah, I'm
okay. So you know, I mean, you've been a Saints fan your whole life, as I have. And I've always admired you because, and you just mentioned when the Saints went 3-13, you were awarded Saints Fan of the Year. And I've always noticed, I mean, I've been going to Saints games my whole life. And when I'm there, I feel like you've always been there. And I've always admired you because it's like that, those 3-13 seasons you talk about, or, you know, the Ditka years, you were always there. You were always positive. You were always bringing it. And it didn't matter what the record was, and it didn't matter how the Saints were doing. And I always respected that, because that's how, as a young fan, that's how I always supported the team. Thanks. My question to you is, and I'll speak for myself, in 2009, when they won the Super Bowl, there was just so much exhilaration, because it was just, I had been told for so long by negative fans, and, you know, we're talking about my uncles, my aunts, my grandparents.
The world.
The world, right. They just always told me the Saints are losers, they're never going to make it, and it was just that moment where you overcame what everyone said you could never do. I'm curious, when the Saints won that game, did those kind of emotions come into your mind at all, or how did you feel when they won a Super Bowl?
You know, the funny thing is this. I back up a little bit. When we won the NFC Championship, when Hartley made the kick in there, straight up dropped to my knees, and wasn't planning this, just dropped to my knees and just was in tears, man. I just was like, holy shit. We are going. Can you curse on here?
Yeah, you can curse. Yeah.
It's actually encouraged. Yeah.
We are going to the fucking Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Like that, like it just overwhelmed me, man. Like nothing I can ever explain. And so I went to the Super Bowl, right? I went there, Miami and everything, and we were there. And when we won, man, I was just in shock. Pure fucking shock. Like I couldn't get a tear out to save my life. I was just like, at the restaurant we went to after, I just was like stunned. But one thing that really just resonated with me really like a lot was I really just tapped in and was trying to just feel for those people, who the older people who could have put kids through school, right? Yeah. With season tickets and always had the shitty season. Yeah. And I just was really happy for them, man. And I was just like, I don't know why, but my vibe was to all the people that the older people who sat there and did all the heavy lifting and was there through those lean years, if you will, and just have those guys just, I was just so happy for them. It was weird.
That reminds me of not the Super Bowl, but the 2006 NFC Championship game. Remember they beat Philly. Deuce had the amazing game. And
first,
I remember
second win.
We were sitting there, we were just, me and my mom will just kind of wait for people to leave because it's just easier to get out, right? And we'll just chat. And I remember we were getting up to leave, and they had like a guy, he was probably in his 50s, and his dad was with him. And his dad, you could tell his dad was older, probably, you know, 75, 80. And he said, you know, he's like, Dad, it's time to go. And his dad was like, no, the Saints are going to the NFC Championship. I want to stay a little longer. And you could, and like, I just, I got all emotional. I was like, man, all these Saints fans, like the winning, like if you stuck through the 70s and the 80s with the Saints, like it means, it means so much. And especially like if you've invested, you went to those games in the 70s and the 80s, man, you went to those games knowing that the Saints were going to get their head kicked in and you went anyway, you know?
Right.
And it just I wouldn't say the Saints are the one thing that, like, in all these times, it brings New Orleans together. But the one thing that I was interested in, Leroy, is, like, you know, as the Whistle Monster, you go and you're iconic. As I said, you're on the Mount Rushmore Saints fans. And, like, when they – and I've known this as, like, a minor celebrity, is, like, people meet you and they're like, hey, I want to shake your hand, I want to take a picture and this and that. And I always try to be like, I got to be nice to him, because if you give one bad experience, people are going to be like, that guy, Ralph Marlboro, is a jerk. But I always wonder for you is like, people want to take your picture and do stuff. Like, how do you deal with that after a game when they don't win? And you're like walking out of the stadium and the Saints just had their heart ripped out and people are like, hey, Wilson Mother, I want a picture. I want to shake your. Like, is it hard to deal with that?
No, here's how I look at it, man. I would say in the very, very, very beginning, you know, I would just basically, I always felt like this. I always, and I think I mentioned to you guys before when we were talking, but I always feel like people's time is the most important thing that they have, right? Like, that's just, it's just, you either you know it or you don't know it. So I feel like if a person wants to spend some of that precious time with me to take a photo, dude, I always got time. You know, I mean, it's just I look at it like that, and I won't allow myself to. And at the end of the game, I was in the Chicago game, which was really, 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 you know, a test, because they were all Katrina this and Katrina that and all that stuff. But I use reverse psychology on them. I run up to after every game. I'll go up to the opposing person, the closest one to me, all the way out the door, saying, congratulations, nice job. You guys did it. You're better people today. Who that? Get out of there. And just like I diffuse it, right? Mm-hmm. Like I diffuse them with their negativity. If they want to be negative, that's cool, man. I mean, I'm like, you know, that's not what I'm about. Most of the time, I take more pictures when we lose than when we win, because it's all the other fans wanting to take pictures with me, and I'm cool with that, man. I mean, you know, like I said, it's their time. It's the most important thing that they have, so I don't allow it to get to a negative place, you know? And so I'm like, I'm all cool with it, man. You know, you gotta, you know, like my guys, when, like for the Raider game, you know, I went hard at the Atlanta, at Tampa Bay, because they were coming hard at me. And I, you know, I thought personally Tom Brady tried to come to a soft decision, a little like thinking he was going to come over here to the NFC and just try and find a soft division. So I took the shit personally. And I was like, I want to beat his ass every time I even look at him.
Love it.
You know what I mean? So I went hard on him a little bit, but I'm still nice. I'm still nice to him. I said, hey, man, you know, it's all good. So now, obviously, this time they wanted to come hard with me on the Raiders. And I said, dude, you know what? Here's where I'm at. We didn't have Mike. We didn't have number 13. We did probably one of our shittiest games ever. We had 100 yards in penalties, and we still was fighting. And if we didn't get the hook in the fourth quarter, we might even not be having this conversation about we lost. So I like our chances, man. I'm never going to be negative about the team, because here's why. Some places, they don't have a team. And always drove me to be supportive for the team. And I played a little sports, not as much as like, you know, like on a high level, but I always knew people screaming obscenities to me or saying I suck or this or that is not going to motivate me, dude. It's just not, you know? So, I mean, I'd be happy that I have a team. I'm going to be realistic too. We shit the bed over there in Atlanta. But Sean Payton and Gruden are buddies. I'm friends with both of them. I know them both personally, and I know they want to kick each other's ass. And I know that that's it was going to be get your popcorn together, you know. Yeah. And I like our chances with them with Michael and not making so many mistakes, you know.
Yeah, and look, you know, people, fans that are from 2000, that are new Saints fans or younger, me and Andrew talked to a lot of them, and they're like, you know what? The playoff losses are so hard. I want to rebuild. I want to go 3-13. I want to start over. I'm like, no, you don't.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, 3-13, it's fun. It's fun. It's funny for, like, 2 weeks when they're comically bad. And then you get to October, and you know it's hopeless, and you got 12 more weeks. I'm like, no, you don't. This Saints golden age is amazing. You want it to stay forever.
You want it to last as long as possible, even with the heartbreaking losses.
As my wife would say, like, and this is funny. This is a lot of Saints fans. They don't realize it, but my wife is like, she wasn't there during the lean years, right? So she was like, my Saints won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, okay. So some people, they don't know about those 1-15 and 3-13s. That doesn't make us any better than them. It's just that they just like, they want to win. That's all they know. So, you know, a guy like me who's been there, like, dude, we using church money right now, homie. I mean, great.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Well, yeah, it's not quite like Patriots fans, but younger Saints fans are pretty close in that they've only really like the worst they've experienced is 7-9, and they think that's as bad as it gets, you know? No.
They don't know what I'll do next year.
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, next year is gonna be great.
Leroy, let's talk about just the game day experience real quick. I mean, sure. You are just, I mean, if any fan has the opportunity to sit near you, you bring it. You have energy. I mean, just talk about the game day experience, you know, under your lens and man, how it feels.
I get so hyped up, man, honestly. Like, I cannot eat. Like, I can't eat. And it's just like, I'm just so jacked up and I'm ready to go, man. It's just like the adrenaline just flows. Like, I couldn't imagine if I was like in pads or running on a field of plate. I'll probably just explode right there. Like, but I mean, I get so psyched, man, because I feed off of energy, you know, and I like to think I travel in the universe a lot. And what I do is I basically get myself in a situation where I have to feel like I'm in charge of the 12th man, and I got to be sure that people know when to yell, when people know when to be quiet, when people know when to get up and try and stay positive, because people can go dark. And, you know, Saints fans, you know, I want to tell you something about them. I used to always say on Buddy Deliberto's thing, they have brain damage and amnesia. And here's the reason why. Like, they come up with brain damage with these analogies in preseason that we're going to go 14-16-0 and all this crazy nonsense. But I got a call from a guy, but when we're actually there, and you have to stay in the game, right? You have to say, look, regardless of whatever, I'm not going to boo. I'm not going to get in a situation where I have myself upset in the middle of the game, and I'm pouting against the team, right? Yeah. So, and the reason why I say that they have brain damage and amnesia is because the beginning, what they say to 16-0, when we're losing in the end, and, you know, in October and you know, not October when we're losing and not getting to the playoffs and not making it, then they're like, this is where they have amnesia. They're like, oh, they don't remember what they said and they don't hold up to their word. They don't support the team. And I tell them all the time, look, dude, anybody can be a fan when they're good, right? Who needs you when they're winning Super Bowls on? They need your ass when they're losing. They need you when they just lost to the Raiders. They need you when they shit the bed. They need you when they almost, you know, when they play terrible, they're feeling down, man.
Well,
that's when you're asking to be at the airport.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
That was my next question to you is, you know, me and Andrew are diehard Saints fans. There's a lot of diehard Saints fans out there. And look, I was incredibly disappointed because we didn't get to go to Vegas. We didn't get to see him kick Tom Brady's ass in the Superdome. Like, it was amazing. But me and Andrew only go to 3 or 4 games a year, and it changed our experience. But for you, you are the whistle monster. You go to road games. You go to every home Saints game. You just explain it. Yet you feel like you conduct the crowd. You make sure they when to be loud, when to not be. How has 2020 changed your whole experience with the Saints? Like watching the Saints.
Here's what I always do during preseason, right? Like, I'm putting my finger on the pulse of the season during a preseason. So I'm trying new paint, trying new, new methods, trying to do different things to obviously get better each time, right? Because, you know, three things in life you need to do: help people, try to be better, and leave the world better and in a better place, right? So every preseason I'm trying new paints, new fixers, new all this stuff. This year I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, I cannot believe this. I'm like, what should I do now? I'm like, oh, we can't even go to the games. What am I going to do? How do I get everybody together? We can't be together. So I had an epiphany. I said, you know what? I traveled through the universe, so let's take it to the universe. So I go and I tell everyone, I make a PSA, and I just talk to the folks and I say, listen, man, we can't be together. And this is for the Tom Brady game. We can't be together tonight or today. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go and we're going to have to hang out and make some noise and bring the wood through the universe, right? So how do you do that? So I'm like, you guys get pots, you get pans. It's like a Casa La Raza, right? So it's basically like you start making noise. You just get a pot, a pan. I even think I said you get a hammer and bang it on the side of the house. Some people like that. But it doesn't matter what it is. You scream, you yell, you do whatever. But if Louisiana and the Houdat Nation got together for that Tom Brady game, which I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to be back in the dome. We need mainly the folks in Louisiana, because you can only get 70,000 people in the Superdome. But in the universe, man, we can get hundreds of thousands of people. So on defense, whenever you see Cam and those boys on the field, you get out, you get your pot, you get your pan, you get at nighttime, you get a cup and a spoon, whatever it is. We're together making noise in the universe. And so we're bringing the wood on defense in the universe, right? So that's where I'm at right now with this. And it worked, and I'm going to be doing the same thing. And I would suggest anybody who can hear this could do the same thing, because look, when we had Tom Brady in there with Tampa, I got calls from Croatia. I got calls from Costa Rica and Canada. And they were saying, dude, we were banging the pots in the universe. Dude, it was it. Awesome.
You know, I got to say, Andrew's got one more question, and then we got to get out of here. But I got to say this, and I don't know. People from the Saints listen to this podcast. I know they do. Listen, they're letting 750 friends and family into the Dome Sunday night. We need to get the Whistle Monster.
I was just about to say this. Yep.
We need to get the Whistle Monster into the game Sunday night.
I was gonna say, we got to find a way to – if they're allowing 750 people, I don't care if you have to be Alex Anzalone's brother. We're putting you in there, and you are a family
Alex
member.
Alex looking like, man. We got
that's
the
right.
Hair.
Same hair. Right. If Whistle Monster isn't family of the Saints, I don't know who is. Like, we got to get that – we got to get that done, Saints. But, Andrew,
man,
you got one more question,
and
then we got to get out of here.
You know, honestly, man, I'll be honest with you. A lot of people were asking me about that with Tom Brady thing, and I said this, and it's, you know, it's not a secret. You know, it's about if I want to go. You know, I want to sit against next to some dude like me if he is asymptomatic, screaming, spitting, and yelling at me. I mean, it's just – that's just where I'm at, you know. But I mean, I appreciate it. Who knows? They give me a whole section to.
That's
sit
right.
In
they give you your own section. They
I will
give you
rip
your own
that
section.
Shit apart.
That's right.
I will definitely rock the Superdome for sure.
All right. Well, we'll get on. If any Saints brass is listening to this, find a way, please, get him back in. I don't care if he's the only guy in the stands. All right. Before we leave, man, tell me, I need your energy. Tell me what to expect on Sunday night and give us a score prediction against the Packers.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to play hard. We're going to fight our ass off. You know, now the defense, obviously Dennis Allen and the guys have something to prove, right? They feel like they got something to prove. And you know, number 9 has something to prove too. And I really think, Aaron Rodgers he's solid, dude. He really is, you know, but we've beat them before. And we have a nasty habit of playing well against good teams and bad against bad teams. But I think the Saints get out of there with the win by field goal. And I think it's just going to be a battle. I think that the banging in the universe, the home field advantage, bringing the wood in the universe in Louisiana, it's going to be the difference, bro. Saints by field goal.
I'm ready
Love
to run.
It.
Andrew, I'm ready to run through a brick wall. I am. Yes!
Saints happy hour. Get you some.
That's right. I love it. Leroy, a.k.a. the Whistle Monster guy, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, bro. Thanks for your time, guys. Let's go get that win. Hashtag
Let's go. Who dat? Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you Monday. Who dat? Go Saints.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Ciao, brothers.